This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. is planning to step up sanctions on Myanmar, this time targeting business conglomerates controlled by the military. Two sources familiar with the matter said Wednesday that the U.S. will blacklist Myanmar's economic corporation and Myanmar's economic holdings and will freeze any assets here in the United States. The U.S. has already slapped targeted sanctions on top military generals in response to the military coup overthrowing the democratically elected government. The coup has sparked widespread uprising, and security forces have cracked down on protesters, killing more than 270 people. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that China and Russia both pose urgent military technological threats to NATO following talks with NATO foreign ministers Wednesday. Blinken said the two superpowers were willing to use aggressive non-military actions, including cyber attacks and disinformation, to threaten the shared values within NATO. NATO's mission in Afghanistan also featured high on the agenda, and U.S. troops set to withdraw by May 1st under a peace deal signed by the Trump administration and the Taliban in 2020. Blinken said the situation is under review and the U.S. would consult with NATO allies. North Korea conducted an apparent short-range ballistic missile test early Thursday, its first such launch during the Biden administration. Japan's prime minister said the North fired the two ballistic missiles that fell well outside Japan's waters. This is North Korea's first ballistic missile test in about a year, although it has more recently fired smaller projectiles. The launches come as the Biden administration is in the final stages of its North Korea policy review. For more news, please join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. Facebook says hackers in China used fake accounts and imposter websites in a bid to break into the phones of Uyghur Muslims. The tech company said that it uncovered the covert, sophisticated hacking operation as part of its routine security work. It says the hackers created fake Facebook accounts and fake websites and apps intended to appeal to the Uyghur audience. The accounts and sites contain malicious links that would infect the victim's computer or smartphone with spyware. Brazil topped 300,000 confirmed COVID-19 deaths on Wednesday, becoming the second country to do so amid a spike in infections, with record daily death tolls in recent days. The United States reached the grim milestone back in December, but has a larger population than Brazil. President Jair Bolsonaro on Wednesday met with the heads of other government branches to coordinate antivirus efforts, but he didn't propose any policies to deal with the pandemic. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said on Wednesday, that the country would not import any vaccine that is causing havoc in the world after the nation declined to authorize the use of AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine, citing reports of negative effects on some people after being inoculated. Speaking in Caracas, Maduro insisted that his government would only receive vaccines that were scientifically proven in Venezuela. It is not clear whether the government's decision will present a new obstacle for Venezuela to access to COVID vaccines. A global initiative aimed at equitable access to the COVID-19 vaccines, which was started by the World Health Organization, the European Commission, and the government of France. And President Joe Biden has chosen Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the White House effort in tackling the immigration challenge at the southern border with Mexico. Harris is tasked with addressing the surge of young migrants at the border, a challenge that threatens the administration's legislative agenda. The president said she'll deal with the Northern Triangle nations, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, to tackle internal issues that drive immigration. The United States has seen a dramatic spike in border encounters in the past 2 months. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting via remote, VOA News.